Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is a pleasure to have our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn with us. Ed, it's been a while now since I spoke with you. I have to say I have missed you. So I'm very excited now to be able to have a chat and a catch-up with you again this week.
Lovely to talk to you again, Carol. And of course, you know, a lot of people were emailing me in about Christmas and, you know, this year, a lot of people are actually thinking about doing something different. And I suppose there's something of an air of extravagance, Carol, to the idea of being abroad for Christmas, shunning those turkey bones and dirty plates for Santa hats on the beach or wherever you decide. Personally, I'm going to be spending it down in Cork in the Metropole Hotel, which is a little favourite of mine, and they open for Christmas, which is always nice. So that's a bit of a treat.
You do that a lot, don't you? You do that almost every year.
Yeah, well, you know, they do a fabulous package. You go in, they've the glühwein and they've the Christmas carols going, and it's one of kind of Cork's old fabulous old established hotels, and they just do a lovely little Christmas there. So it's a bit of a treat, I have to say, Carol. So very excited about that. So I don't have to go near an airport, so I'm very happy. But aside from that, all the airport situations, of course, we've had over the year have all been rectified. I went through the airport recently in 10 minutes, Carol. It was fabulous. Just a few ideas for people that were saying to me, wait, I'd love to go somewhere sunny, prices are mad. A place that's really popular, Carol, at the moment, and there's direct flights there with Ryanair, is Madeira. Madeira is not just an island with lovely gardens or whatever, but they actually do an amazing Christmas celebration there. They go all out for a Madeiran Christmas. It has an amazing charm about it. They've loads of feast days, markets. The temperature there, Carl, will be about sort of 17 to 20 degrees. It can be a little bit hotter with the way things are these days. But they do massive cribs, serious nativity, should I say, situation there. But they do a wonderful rock-shaped, what I call, there's a word for it, La Pina, which is these, like, all these kind of valleys and grottos. And it's really, if you look it up and you'll see, you can kind of get an idea. But it's really kind of to be seen, to be believed. And I know people that went there a few years ago and they said it's amazing. They do the market night, which is called a Noche de Mercado. And on the 23rd, all the roads are changed into this big farmer's market in Funchal called the Market Night, and it's really good. Now, just to give you an idea, I looked there at the 22nd of December, and if you were to go off for a week, the flights are about 300 return, but your travel agents like Click and Go and Cassidy's and all the different agents, they're doing packages with really nice 4 and 5 star hotels from 740 per person, which is very, very nice. Now, the flight's only 3 hours, 20 minutes, Carl. A lot of people think it's, you know, further away.
It sounds like it's further away, doesn't it, for some
it
reason?
It does, yeah, of course. You're thinking of, do you remember the Oneiden line and Captain James always drinking his Madeira? It always sounded like it was miles away.
Ed, that was way before my time.
Yeah, come on, Carol, don't stop. I know you look fabulous, but you know, I've seen your passport. Anyway, they do fabulous honey cake, you know, traditional delicacies there as well, brilliant food. And, you know, it's a real nice kind of an experience. So if you haven't done Madeira before, it's a really good time and the prices are very, very good. Now, other places, of course, Carol, people are asking, you know, like I love Tenerife, for example. A lot of people go to Lanzarote, of course, and different islands. If you want to do something different, Tenerife are doing great celebrations this year as well. And again, prices from about sort of 800, 900 in nice 4-star hotel with breakfast. You can get cheaper than that in self-catering apartments as well. And another place that I did, Carol, a few times this year, and I'm always talking about it, I know, Malaga, again, very nice city. They do a huge Christmas celebration on Calle de Larios. The whole place lights up. It's all marble streets and very good value for money. Flights very good again around the 22nd, 23rd of December. You're kind of dipping into a little period there, Carl, which a lot of people don't normally travel around. So the flights are very, very good. And I really enjoyed it. I did that. I was chatting to Robbie there. I did the Caminito del Rey, that walk there a few weeks ago, which is beautiful, the King's Way. And again, the temperature was like 30 degrees. So you could be lucky. And if you wanted something a little bit different then, Carl, like if you wanted something more Christmassy, A place that I've spent Christmas in myself before, and you've been there as well, of course, is Prague. Now, I haven't been there for a good few years with COVID and everything, but they do Christmas in style. They do a fabulous Christmas there. Of course, the Charles Bridge, the city itself lends itself to, you know, the whole festive. They have the Christmas markets there, which are fabulous, and very good value in terms of flights and hotels this year as well. So a nice one to look at if you were interested in doing something a little bit more traditional. A top tip as well, Carl. I was just looking there earlier on Skyscanner, and, you know, skyscanner.ie. If you go in and you just put in Dublin and you put in all destinations, it's a great little tool. It brings up all these different places and it's price geared. You can filter it with the prices. So you can actually have a look and see, wow, you know, just it gives you great ideas for stuff to do. And like the travel agents were telling me as well last week, I was at a conference thing there and they were saying that business is very busy and cruises as well. A lot of people, Carl, are going on cruises to places like, you know, Dubai and Abu Dhabi and these places in the kind of Middle East, which are also very popular because the prices are kind of very good from sort of 1700-1800, including all your flights and your food and everything for the week. And you go to places like Saudi Arabia and all that. So, you know, a lot of interesting little stops. So there's a lot of interesting things to do if you do want to get out of Ireland or Dublin for Christmas. And as I said, if you go on to any of the travel agents' websites, Carl, there's some great ones, as I said, like Cassidy's, Click and Go, any of your travel agents, they've loads of packages as well there. Look on the airline websites as well. You know, they're very good. But booking.com, Carol, another really good one. If you put in your destination there and have a look at the dates, you'll see that really gives you a tool sort of with Skyscanner, and with that, you can put packages together yourself. And then, of course, your travel agent, if you want security, you can book all those through your travel agent online. Let them do all the work for you. It is Christmas after all. You don't want to be doing too much work.
You don't. All right, Ed, thank you for that as always. And of course, all that information will be put up on the Travel Talk website and of course on the Saturday Live page at sunshineradio.ie. And as always, if you have any questions of a travel nature for Ed, please do get them in, ed@traveltalk.ie. Ed, it was an absolute pleasure to chat with you again. I know you'll be back with Robbie on Travel Talk next week. But in the meantime, you made my weekend now, it has to be said.
Well, listen, Karen, you can tune. I'm coming to you from the Lyric Theatre in Belfast on Sunday. If you miss me now, you can tune in for an hour there.
I almost forgot. That's tomorrow night, of course, the Sunday show here on Sunshine, just after the 7 o'clock news. Ed, you mind yourself, and I'm sure we'll chat soon.
Absolutely. All the best, Carol.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.